Way to worship and praise God. What a beautiful day. I'd like to be out painting. But I have to serve God first. Sorry. When I was a young boy, a Methodist, I was taught that illness and pain and suffering was a punishment from God. But we know better now today. And we know that it's just common sense tells us that it's simply nature's way of giving warning that something's gone wrong and that a correction is necessary. As we all know, we have a body, mind, and soul. This is the holy trinity of oneself. Of the three, it's the mind that gets sick first. For example, if a person holds anger, resentment, or hatred toward the boss because he didn't get a raise, it's not the boss that gets sick, it's the individual that holds the poison in their minds. Another example, when my wife asked, "Did you take out the garbage?" I responded, "Well, it was in my mind." And she responded, "What mind?" Cause and effect. One more example. If I eat a pound of chocolate, it's 100% guarantee that I'll get a migraine headache. It's cause and effect. For every cause, there is an effect. It's natural law in operation. Therefore, be aware of your thoughts, your word, and your deed, and the impact they have upon others and upon yourself. Let us begin to store up positive thoughts, positive affirmations like love and peace, harmony, goodwill, and good health and prosperity, not only for ourselves, but for all of humankind. In closing, it's the positive thoughts and positive affirmations that cause faith to grow in strength and power, and it's faith that brings about a cure of illness. Faith is the reason why some are healed and some are not. And I know we will all be healed. And speaking of healing, when the healers get up here to work in healing, the people that come up are not the only ones that receive healing. Everyone here receives healing. Everyone. Thank you.
Today's speaker joined the CSE.